see, just where have you seen Lamar make his biggest strides, particularly as a passer?
I just think just having his pre-snap and post-snap plan. I think once the play gets called, he's already processing, you know, what he wants to do. And he puts in the work early in the week to kind of have an idea of what to expect from a coverage standpoint, from a blitzing standpoint. And he's getting through his progressions really quick. And just having a good plan. If something breaks down, if it's there, he takes it. And he's being very disciplined in his progressions. And that's allowing him to be consistently successful in the passing game.
We'll see. We asked you about this in the past, but you know, he had a play in Sunday's game where he got Dylan James, I think it was, to jump.
Yeah.
Sidearm. Do you coach that sidearm stuff? Is that just natural ability to him? What's your thought on that?
First of all, it is natural ability. I'm not going to take all the credit for that at all. But I think that one of the best ways of learning is through play. I think that you can talk about things. You can discuss things. You can go on the field and drill it. But I think ultimately, with the time that we have in the NFL, you don't have 30 minutes to do individual, like, say, college, where you can just work on several drills in a day. We have a small amount of time to get the guys ready to go. So how I do it is I'll act like a D lineman. You'll see us in pregame. You'll see us at practice at times where I'll act like I'm rushing them, and I'll get in his vision and try to distract him and doing different things, just let him be him. You know, but I'm not taking the credit for that. That's Lamar. He's been doing that for a long time. But we do try to assimilate if something were to break down and happen that way through play. You know, sometimes it looks like we're goofing off, but it's actually beneficial when the bullets start flying.
T, along the same lines as that first question about how you've seen him improve the passer, is there a moment in a game this year where you kind of found yourself thinking, man, Lamar did something there where maybe in years previous, last year, that wouldn't have happened, you know?
Yeah, several times. And it's just his growth. It's becoming the norm, you know? And it really started during training camp. I know you guys remember the one practice we had. We threw just too many interceptions at quarterback, and we came back and we went the rest of training camp with maybe like one the rest of training camp. And from that moment, you know, Lamar is so competitive, and he doesn't like to be wrong. He doesn't like to have it all look like it was him. And so he took it upon himself to just continue to study more and learn the concepts inside out, to where he knows that when we watch film and see what a defense does, that people are going to play him different. So even when we're presenting passing plays, Lamar is already saying, well, what if they do this? What if they do that? What if they blitz me? So you go back to the Detroit game where, you know, we had a naked you go back to the Cleveland game, we had a naked, he gets blitzed, he finds Mark Andrews, gets Mark a pass, explosive play, Gus Edwards, you know, in the Detroit game, it's a naked guy in his vision, he finds Gus, and it's another explosive play. Pat Ricard, the wide open play to him, it was meant for something to happen downfield, it's not there, Pat was in protection, leaks out, he finds him for another explosive play. So I think that's where you can see the maturation of Lamar is. I understand the intent of the play, but if it's not there, you saw Sunday night him checking down in situations where Isaiah likely got huge gains when the pass concept was meant for us to go deeper downfield, but it wasn't there. They were dropping underneath it. They were deep. He checked it down, and we were still averaging like 9 yards per reception on those type plays. So I think that he's grown in those areas. He's always been doing it. It's always been there, but I think he's consistently doing it more when it presents itself this season.
Just as a follow-up to that, what would have happened in previous years, you know, with that Edwards and Mark and Ricard play? Like, what do you think would have happened in previous years?
I think before, he would rely sometimes on his own talent, and it would be great. I mean, it's like you get a chance to see how dynamic he could be, sometimes using his legs, sometimes starting to use his legs and finding Mark Andrews downfield and doing different things. You know, Lamar is so dynamic, and there's so many different ways that plays can play out, you know. And so, you know, specifically to say what he would have done in the past, I can't say that, but I can say that he's consistently doing things like that this year, and it feels different, you know, watching the games and just being around him every day.
As you just mentioned Mark Andrews, mm-hmm. as someone who played quarterback at a very high level,
yeah.
when you lose your top guy, and you know it's not just for a game or two, you know, maybe he comes back at the end of the season,
right.
how does that impact your approach as a quarterback? I mean, there's so much history at them, mm-hmm. it's so innate,
right.
their chemistry. How does that impact your approach as a quarterback then moving forward?
Yeah, it's the trust factor, and it's the factor of Mark and Lamar, they think so similar. There are times where they do things, and they do it so fast that you think that was the play. You know, Mark may break a route off, or Lamar may throw it back shoulder or throw it on the angle that it wasn't meant for it to be thrown on that angle, but he saw Mark's body language going that way. He threw it towards that angle. And you just can't make that up. You can't practice that. You can't recreate that. So what happens when that guy's not there and someone else is doing it is how much time do I have working with him doing it to where I can read his body language? Does it look like he's stopping or still continuing on? Is he going upfield? Is he flattening out? And so, and Lamar and I, we had that conversation. And we just talked about just spending more time with guys that can be in those situations to do the things that he and Mark did. Whether it's Isaiah at tight end, whether it's another wide receiver, he and Zay Flowers and those guys are getting to that point. I mean, you saw even Keaton Mitchell, he's on a scramble play. He's almost out of bounds, and he sees Keaton, and it's like a little dump pass, and we nearly got the first down in the game. So collectively, I think as a group, they're all getting to a point, and we practice scramble drill a lot. That's something that's new this season, where we actually take time out during practice to practice scramble drill and really coaching it in detail. And I think that we've grown in that area as a unit to where not only just Lamar and Mark, but it's other guys saying that these things are going to happen. This is the NFL. It's going to happen. You know, they're going to rush the quarterback. Someone's going to come free. He's going to get outside the pocket. But the play's not over. That's the second play. And we need to be successful in that play. And so I think as a group, we're growing in those areas. You know, even Odell, it was a pass where you saw Lamar kind of move and they were on the same page, and he dumped the ball to him early in the game. So I think ultimately that's what you miss, is that trust and that, you know, being on the same page and it happening fast. Guys would eventually get there, but the quarterback sacked by then. What he and Mark were able to do is it happened so quickly that you just thought it was a natural, you thought that was the play sometimes.
Do you think that when a play does break down and he's scrambling to extend it, is he doing that now more with an eye on making a pass play than taking off and creating a run? Is that a difference that you noticed from maybe a couple of years ago?
Well, I think that he is seeing the benefits of doing it more often. And it just kind of goes to Mark and the scramble drill and things like that, is when early in seasons as a quarterback and you do it and you get rewarded for doing it, you're more likely to do it again. And you get positive plays out of it. And then you start seeing the effects of a defense having to cover everyone and it taking pressure off of you having to be Superman all the time. So I think that's maturation. That's him having the experience that he's had in this league, knowing how people are going to defend them. Okay, they're spying on me. They can't be in coverage, right? They're blitzing me. Someone is open. And him just having that understanding through experience and through systematically him understanding where my answers are, I think that it just speaks to his maturity in the year that he's in right now in the program and in the system. But what's really cool about it is he's doing those kind of things in the first year of a new offense. And that's really unique for someone to be as advanced in a new system, new terminology. And it's like this has been the way the whole time. And so that's what I think is really unique about what Lamar is doing this season.
When we talk to Lamar and we ask him, like, hey, you know, the Ravens lead in the AFC, he goes, well, it's not
right.
Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, we tell him, hey, you win a you're getting this record. No, it means about the Super Bowl.
Right.
How do you feel in dealing with him? That's kind of how he ultimately defines himself, because he always mentions Super Bowl.
Well, he said it when he was drafted. He said it when he signed his contract. And he says it every week, right? So he means it. You know, he really does. And you know, we're sitting on the sideline at times. And, I mean, it's even to this point where we're winning a game. We're up by points. Like, the game is decided. And guys are starting to go, hey, man. And he's like, dude, the game's not over. Like, we're not done. You know, he means it. And, you know, another thing, he likes to get the information on the next team before he leaves the locker room of the current game. And so he'll meet with you all after the games, and I put in his locker the advanced report for the next team. And on his way home, he's already getting ready for the next team. So he's serious. And he's working that way. You know, he's not accepting, even when we win, he's not happy about the fashion at times. And ultimately, it's about how he feels like he played, and then collectively as a unit, and then as a team. He knows the capability, and I'm not speaking for Lamar here, but I think he sees us every day as a team and knows how good we can be and how far we can go. And he's not stopping until we get to that point.
He's talked a lot about, and you're kind of speaking to it, being locked in.
He yeah.
said that over and over again.
Yeah.
How have you kind of seen that? I mean, have you taken that to another level this year?
No question. Yeah, we talked about the idea of being locked in is locking things out. And to where we're focusing on the main thing, which is winning games, you know, and that's where he's at. You know, he's been around. You know, we're talking about a man who's, you know, coming to a league where he was doubted, he was questioned. After being MVP, doubted and questioned. I'm watching TV this morning being doubted and questioned. And so it's a chip on his shoulders to not only prove to people, you know, what he is, but to prove to people what we are as a team and how far we can go as a team. And it comes with a certain level of focus. It comes with a certain level of attention to detail. And you can't get to those points if you're not locked in.
Could you, as a player, relate to Lamar in any way in terms of that championship aspiration? I mean, did winning that national title at Tennessee fill any kind of hole for you?
Yes, and I understand where he's at because, you know, I said after we won a national championship game, this is the first time I've taken a deep breath and exhaled. You always feel like you're on this roller coaster ride where you're holding your breath and you're going on the ups and downs, and not until the ride stops do you go, whew, that was fun, you know. And so a championship season feels like that. You're going to have your bumps. You're going to get jerked, you know, here and there. All right, it's going to be fun for a minute. It's not going to be so fun, you know. And then at the end, when you're happy with your work and you got the ultimate goal, which is a Super Bowl or a championship, then you can excel a little bit. And so I, that's the feeling I had, you know. Not speaking for him, but when you're on a journey, you understand, you know, it's like climbing a mountain. Sometimes you can't see the peak. You just take the next step. And it may be foggy, it may be trees, bears, whatever, right? And you just keep taking your steps. And ultimately, you clear the clouds and you can start seeing the top as playoffs. And then you get to where you're trying to go. So I think that's what we're speaking to here.
See, a couple of things. The sheet that you put in his locker, is that something that was new this year? Did you implement that, or how did that come about?
I would think so. I don't know for definite. I just know that was something that I wanted when I was a player. It was something that how I was raised, you know, at quarterback is, okay, we won the game. That's what we were intending to do. Now it's about the next team. And going home, you know, I would sometimes at home games leave the stadium, see my family, have dinner or whatever we did, and then go back to the facility to start on the next game, you know, when I was in college. And so it is just a constant thirst for information, thirst for knowledge. You want to know the opponent like you know your defense. Lamar can go and play against our defense, and he knows how Pat's body language looks when he's blitzing, or Roquan, or you know, Kyle. He knows when Kyle is blitzing, when he's not. He has a good feel for him, and he can feel and just be himself and play against them. That's how you want to feel going into a game against an opponent that you may not be familiar with. You want to have watched them so much that you know when they're bluffing. You know what their plan is to attack you, you know. And so, but it starts as soon as the previous game is done.
And the chip on the shoulder, is that manifested more this year than maybe last year?
Well, I just think every champion has to self-motivate somehow. And you find different things to use as motivation. I just know that he wants to win a Super Bowl, and we all want that. But I just think that sometimes you don't always want to talk about it. Sometimes you don't feel comfortable, I guess, to say it. But when you know, you know. Like, when you know you're good, you know you're good. You step into the building knowing you can do this. And when you know you're one of the best teams in the league, say it. You know it. And so I think he's there. And he's living in that. And so I love seeing it.
Gee, I think one of the players, I think it's Ronnie Stanley, was talking.
Yep.
How amusing he can be, and he said he cusses a lot. What is a meeting like with Todd, and what's that been process like, getting to know him a little bit and all kind of working together?
In one word, I would say animated. Yeah, it's a lot of energy. It's fun at times, but we get down to the point. You know, Todd can, you know, be whatever he needs to be to get the point across. Demanding, very detailed, coaching, you know, just about any position that needs to be coached up. And we confront issues and not people, you know, and that's something that, that John talks about. It's a, that is a program saying here. And I think that he does that, and we get all ultimately want to be on the same page and know how he's thinking. Whether he's with the unit, whether he's in our room, he's always asking them questions about what they think, how they feel. If you don't like it, we won't do it. And I think that that's new and that's different. His approach is very animated, however he gets there. But we enjoy the atmosphere and the culture that we have this season.
All good.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.